After more than 30 years on Beacon Hill, former state Senate President Stan Rosenberg's political career comes to an end at 5 p.m. today. Rosenberg is resigning from the legislature following a report from the Senate Ethics Committee that concluded he failed to protect the Senate from his husband, Brian Hefner. As Rosenberg departs, the Senate is looking to move beyond this scandal that's hung over it for 5 months. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
As senators huddled in what was until last December Stan Rosenberg's opulent third-floor office, Rosenberg's longtime aide quietly slipped into the Senate clerk's office and delivered her boss's resignation letter. The move saved his colleagues from having to take a vote to sanction him for failure of judgment that allowed his husband to have unfettered access and possibly influence over Senate business. Current Senate President Harriet Chandler, with her fellow senators standing behind her, said they accept Rosenberg's resignation and agree with his decision that it is no longer appropriate for him to serve in the Senate.
As members of this body, we want to say to victims, staff, and all those whose lives were affected, we are sorry for what you have been through. You deserved better. We must do better.
Chandler thanked the victims and witnesses who came forward, saying they pushed the Senate to become a better institution. The Senate investigation found evidence that Rosenberg's husband, Brian Hefner, sexually assaulted and harassed staff and others who had business before the Senate, and that Rosenberg failed to protect the Senate from Hefner, whom he knew was disruptive, volatile, and abusive. With Rosenberg leaving, senators are now looking to move beyond the scandal that has enveloped the chamber. Worcester Senator Michael Moore says to move forward, senators have to keep in mind what has happened.
That's the only way that this body is going to be able to move forward. And by moving forward, we have to take into account the staff and any victims that are here, that are still here. That's the only way that this Senate can regain its stature.
In addition to his soon-to-be former colleagues, Rosenberg's resignation is welcomed by Governor Baker, who wants the legislature to get back to work.
I'm glad that he chose to step down. I think that was the right thing to do. But as I've said many times, there's a lot of stuff on the legislative agenda that needs to get done between now and the end of July. And I really hope that the focus from this point forward can be on making sure we deliver on the agenda for the people who put us here in the first place, which is the voters.
The governor acknowledged his professional relationship with Rosenberg goes back many years, when Rosenberg was the Senate Ways and Means Chairman and Baker was the Secretary of Administration and Finance. The governor said they didn't always agree, but always appreciated the opportunity to work with him. In Rosenberg's Western Massachusetts district, many of his constituents, including Lena Fletcher of Northampton, are sorry to see what happened.
You know, my understanding of the things that he's done during his career is that he's been an amazing politician for our town and our county and our state. It does feel like a shame, honestly.
Since Rosenberg's resignation comes so late in the two-year session, it's unlikely there will be a special election to fill the vacancy. There's likely to be a scramble to launch a sticker campaign to succeed Rosenberg next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.